one man against 3,000. Is he a madman?
I guess he figures the odds are in his favor.
Sheen. Charlie.
You are listening to Go Be That Guy, Gotta See the Remix. This is... Right, I stopped writing that down. I'm Mark, he's Mike.
I'm Mike, he's Mark.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I fell back into episode 300s, but we're in the 400s. We're not keeping track of numbers anymore.
Yeah, you were just doing seasons.
Huh? Yeah, this is, it keeps this evergreen. We're not going to talk about anything currently happening right now. Who's the president? We don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, what seasons are we at? I don't know.
We're just talking movies.
Yeah. Gosh, I feel like we did a lot of our, usually we start this intro, it'll spring something to be like, oh, BT Dubs, we're going to talk about this for a couple minutes, then we'll go to the movies, but I think we covered everything pre-chat.
Yeah, we got it. We got it handled.
Yeah. So what are you watching?
Oh, gosh. I got a few, not as big, I don't think it's as big a list as last time, but I got some things watched. Let's just go from in order, and I'm going to cash or trash them.
Yeah.
I watched some things that I kind of went like right off what was on my, like, hey, we think you'll like this kind of stuff. And I just grabbed some of those. Except for one particular movie. I watched a movie called Love and Monsters. Came out in 2020.
Yeah.
It is just like a post-apocalyptic comedy action movie. I'm gonna give it a cash. That's actually a really fun movie. I enjoyed it. I have no idea the guy in it. There's a girl in it who I've seen in other things.
Yeah.
Don't know their names. And Michael Rooker is in it. Because Michael Rooker seems to be in every post-apocalyptic movie since the dawn of time.
I mean, he looks like a guy who would be living in the post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really a fun movie. I highly recommend it. It's a good watch. And actually for a movie that, I don't know if it went straight to streaming or whatever, has some really good looking, special effects.
I believe this got a theatrical, okay, I'm probably going to mess up the timeline here. So it's 2020. I think this got a theatrical release and then ended up like kind of a COVID casualty. Or it was one of these, like, got delayed and then eventually just dropped on a streaming service. It was one of those.
And if you like animals in movie, great dog.
Okay.
Great dog in this movie. Then I watched, and I think I watched this because I think we chatted about it briefly during our last show, or maybe the show before, 1989, cultural classic, The Burbs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm giving it cash because, yeah, but upon watching it, I'm like, I don't know why this movie's that good. It's just good.
There's no, you're right, it has no reason for being as good as it is, but it's one of my favorite movies. I don't know why it is. It's not particularly that funny. It's not that scary. It's not that action.
Doesn't really end that great.
Yeah. It's
just a thing.
Yeah. I love that neighborhood. Yeah. I love that block. I love every character. I think that's what I like about it. It's just like every character is just so unique.
Yeah.
And they're all like involved. I mean, it's what, four houses? I guess you have the main bad guy, the Kopex. Walter's house, and you have Art, and yeah, so it's, it was like, they involve like six different houses.
A little cul-de-sac there.
Yeah. And it's a comforting. It's a comforting movie about murder.
Yeah. And then I watched 1994, John Goodman, The Flintstones, live action.
Oh.
This movie's trash.
Okay.
But I gotta say, the attention to detail, the set design, mm-hmm. to bring this old Hanna-Barbera 2D cartoon to life is a feat.
Yeah.
It's impressive. The movie sucks. The writing is... The story, the plot is stupid. It's just nothing but pun after pun after pun.
Which, when you think about it, is like...
Is the Flintstones.
Yeah. I bet if we went back and watched the Flintstones cartoon, we'd be like, this is trash as well.
Yeah.
Because it is just pun after pun. Who plays Wilma?
Wilma is Perkins. What's her... I gotta look it up. Her last name's Perkins.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, right, plays Betty.
Elizabeth Perkins.
Okay.
And Rick Moranis is Barney.
Rick Moranis is Barney, yeah.
Yeah. And then Kyle MacLachlan is a character, which I love. Anytime I see Kyle MacLachlan not in Twin Peaks, I'm just, like, excited. I don't know why. So, yeah, it's trash, but by God, the attention to detail and bringing Bedrock to life is impressive.
Yeah.
1997. Never seen this before. I'm curious if you've seen this, Mark. Julia Roberts, My Best Friend's Wedding.
I've been in the room where this movie's been taking place. I feel like this is a movie, you said 1997. I feel like my mom watched this and I was, because there are scenes of the movie I kind of remember. I know like Cameron Diaz is bad at karaoke. I remember that. Mm-hmm. That might be the only scene I remember in that entire movie.
Yeah.
So I feel like I watched it over the shoulder of somebody.
This is a cash movie.
Okay.
This is a cash movie. I was not expecting this movie to end like it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... I highly enjoyed this movie. Yeah, My Best Friend's Wedding. Never seen it. Enjoyed it. Whew, 2023, Mark. I got a feeling you watched this one as well.
I have a 2023 movie on my list.
Thanksgiving!
I watched Thanksgiving.
I'm curious. I'm giving it cash.
Okay.
It is what it is, and it does it well, in my opinion. It is what it is. It's just that.
Can I tell you, so you and I think last episode, we kind of had a talk, like, we understand that there is no middle, movies are either trash or they're cash based on our scale. Mm-hmm. But they were like, oh man, we need a middle ground. This is, so I was really debating, I was like, I finally feel like I've grasped my mind around what is trash and what is cash. And I'm going to tell you, this is a little spoiler for mine. I agree with you. I think this is a well-executed movie that is what it is and does what it sets out to do well. It's gory, but it also, like, it doesn't, it looks very well. Like, it's shot well. I think Eli Roth did what he wanted to do. But I think it's a trash movie.
That's fair.
But I think it is a good, on a star rating, I gave it like 3.5 stars. But when I was going to say, is it trash or cash, I was like, I think I have to give this a trash rating. But
that and
with the exact same review.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Like, it is what, like, it's, everything was done very well.
And, like, and maybe, like, so the final credits.
Yeah.
The needle drop on the final credits is one of my favorite punk songs of all time.
So
that got me super jacked up.
Yeah.
So that may have bumped me.
Oh, yeah.
Into cash. I mean, the Misfits do not get enough airplay.
Yeah.
You know, airtime at all. And when they dropped that needle, I was like, yeah, that movie was rad.
I stepped on your review of Thanksgiving. Yeah, you give it a cash, though.
Yeah, I'm giving it cash. Yeah. Give it cash. 1998. Because it's that time of year. You know, it's spring training.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched Basketball.
Okay.
That movie is trash.
Yeah.
That movie is it does not hold up whatsoever for me. I'm sorry. I had fond memories of this movie. Real Big Fish are the house band at the baseball stadium.
That's when I first heard of Real Big Fish.
And that movie's terrible.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
I barely made it through. 2017, our boy Jake Gyllenhaal. Our other guy who plays Deadpool. I can't think of his name right now.
Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Rebecca Ferguson. Movie called Life.
Oh, yeah.
This is a movie. Is so cash.
Okay.
This is so cash. Sci-fi, horror, so cash.
Yeah.
That's it. That movie's great. And then, 1978. I have never seen this before. It's everywhere in pop culture you can think of. Well, I mean, it comes up.
Yeah.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Okay, yeah.
That's Cash.
Highly referenced movie.
Highly referenced.
Yeah.
That movie was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah. Donald Sutherland is next level. Young Jeff Goldblum, doing Jeff Goldblum things, just like stealing the show.
Mm.
Leonard Nimoy here and there. What a cool movie. What a really cool movie. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Other than we did for the show. That's what I got for you.
So a lot of cash.
Baseball was trash. Baseball was trash.
Yeah.
Flintstones was trash.
Yeah. All right. Good little...
I was absolutely impressed with Life.
Yeah, you said Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, and I was like quickly trying to like go through my database in my brain of like what movie would have those two guys, and I hadn't seen it. And it was Life, yeah. I remember that came out, and then I just feel like it just disappeared.
I think that's a good movie, and maybe underrated. Streaming? I don't know. Yeah, streaming, okay. And that was on one of the main services, either Netflix or Prime or one of those two. But God, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It is in my wheelhouse, sci-fi kind of stuff. But yeah, what about you? What do you got? What do you got for me?
Let's see. I got
Thanksgiving is trash.
Yeah, I think it is a good movie. Would I recommend it? I'd probably say no. So yeah, that's kind of where I left. I'm like. Yeah, I mean, if I have to pick one, it's a trash. If there was a middle, I feel like this is a perfectly in the middle.
What movie. If someone asked you for a kind of like a specific, I want to watch a gory, kind of corny movie. Would you recommend it then?
No, I think the reason I did it is because I feel like watching it, it was, you know, I love like my 80s slasher movies, and I think I would just recommend one of those.
Yeah.
And I feel like this was too self-aware. I feel like it was too obvious that Eli Roth was trying to, like, do one of those movies. Like, this was, and it's clear, like, this is his, like, ode to, like, the holiday slashers of, like, the 80s.
Gotcha, yeah.
Like Black Christmas or, you know, Silent. Like, those, like, just 80s, here's a killer, you know, he's killing somebody, you know. Sleepaway Camp. And so I feel like I would just recommend one of those, and like what I was like, I feel like it's too aware of like the type of movie he's trying to do, and instead of being like earnest about it. But yeah, like it is. I mean, there's some. I do. This goes like it's a good movie. Like I did appreciate some of like the very practical things,
practical effects.
I mean, we know Eli Roth can gross you out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I also think too, like we always talk about, like we like clever kills. There's some pretty clever kills in it.
Yeah, if there's another, like, I will watch another one of these, if there's Thanksgiving 2, and we get more murders of Tom Carver. I think it's a good killer day.
Yeah.
Tom Carver.
Kind of a fun look.
Yeah.
Kind of V for Vendetta-ish looking mask thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, work on the Pilgrim mask. I don't know if you need to be, I like the Pilgrim garb for a killer, but yeah, the face itself, like I don't know, like the face should be like blank, or you could have been a turkey head. That would have been fun,
you know. Yeah, that would have been fun. Yeah,
turkey head with the hat.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah, I don't know. As it ended, I was like, okay, it had all the beats of a movie I feel like I should have liked, but for some reason it just, and I was like, that's what I fell back on. I was like, I think it was too self-aware. I think it was too. They knew what they were kind of the type of movie they were trying to make, instead of being just like an earnest movie about, you know, making a horse slasher set around a holiday.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, I gave it, you know, 3.5 stars, but, you know, I said there are no gray areas. I got another one like that, actually. I haven't decided. I was just going to do it on the show. 2016's Free Fire. This stars, Cillian Murphy, Armie Hammer, Brie Larson. It is, there's a group of people going to go buy, it's an IRA gang in the 70s buying guns from arms dealers. And the deal goes wrong, and then it just turns into it's a 90-minute movie that is an hour and 10 minutes of shootout. Between these two sides. I liked it. I thought it was clever and fun. I liked all the characters. But I'm still going to have to give it trash. Because by the end, I was just like, it's kind of, you get a little bored, you know, because it is, it's an hour and 10 minute shootout.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, that was on HBO. And, yeah, it's just a small one. Like, it's just these characters, they are confined to a warehouse. The deal goes bad, kind of comedically, and because it's kind of funny and action, and then it's just the two sides shooting at each other for an hour. Which eventually, there was a point where, like, I had to pause it, and then I restarted. I was like, how the hell is there still 30 minutes left to this movie? They've been shooting at each other for 30 minutes.
I've not seen anyone reload yet.
Oh, there is, you do see, it's because it's not a John Wick shootout. It very much is a guy with a handgun, you know, and then everybody's like, stop shooting, and then something else happens, and then another guy, you know, it's that. So I was like, it feels like a realistic shootout, you know? Yeah, it's not, you know, constant fire and cover me's, and it's just, you know, what if bumbling crooks were now just caught in this, like, comedy of errors? But yeah, I would have to probably give it a trash rating. Okay, last of my trash. This is just fully, this was not a good movie at all. But I was intrigued. 2019, Primal, starring Nicolas Cage as a big game hunter who captures the worst-looking CGI white jaguar. And while transporting it on a cargo ship, a assassin who's also being transported on the same cargo ship with Michael Imperioli and Famke Janssen, he gets loose and lets loose.
Oh, he's a prisoner?
He's a prisoner, and he escapes. And the jaguar escapes. And now you need a big game hunter to catch the biggest game. This is bad. It borders in the so bad it's kind of fun. But it's also by the end of it, I'm like, this sucked. But there was parts of this where I was like, okay, this is so bad it's kind of fun. And Nick Cage is absolutely an insane person in this movie.
He plays the big game hunter or the assassin?
He plays the big game hunter. Okay. Frank. I don't even think that's cool. He's just Frank. Everybody just calls him Frank. He's a guy. He has pet birds. Yeah, that's a fun character trait. And
I'm looking at the poster right now. Nick Cage looks amazing.
Yeah, he has this like beard and just
aviators.
Yeah, and it just has. It opens with the absolute worst CGI. Jaguar. I was like, okay, we're in for something. And then they get on the boat, and okay, 2002. This was the first time watch for me. Christopher Nolan, Al Pacino, Robin Williams, Insomnia. This is a good movie. This is really, really good. I watched it a few weeks ago, but I just remember, like, part of it was like, as it started, I was like, is this lesser Nolan? Pacino, he's kind of going for it in it. But then as it unfolds, I'm like, I'm into this.
Yeah.
And by the time it ends, I was like, that was a killer. That's a good movie. That's nice twists and turns. I love a questionable cop, you know, with his personal demons having to, you know, solve a case and only he can solve, kind of thing. We talk about, you know, you watch 30 Days a Night because we were watching True Detective. You wanted something in Alaska. I was like, me too. Let's slip it though. I want nothing but daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No darkness.
Yeah. I feel like he could have got those eye shades.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the plot of the movie, but like,
yeah.
Part of it is Pacino can't sleep.
Right.
And so, you know, he's there for days trying to solve this murder. And, you know, he's doing everything he can to, like, block out the sun. I was like, could have just got one of those eye shade things.
Yeah, some blinders or whatever they call them. Yeah.
Okay, and then, off, you know, we're talking, it's spring training. It's that time of year. Wanted to watch a baseball movie. This is not really a baseball movie, but this is my second time watching it.
If you say basketball, I'm going to laugh my ass.
I'm going to go watch basketball. Richard Linklater's Everybody Wants Some. This is a cash movie. It's so fun. I find this truly hilarious. It's a plotless movie. It's about baseball players and just how kind of quirky and weird they are. And it's just college baseball players 4 days before classes start. And there's one baseball practice in it. But I was like, I really feel like they captured baseball in this one practice.
You have recommended this movie to me at least three times since we started doing this show.
Yeah.
And I have not watched it yet.
I bought this on Blu-ray if you need to borrow it tonight, before the season starts. I've been just having this, like, I want to watch that movie again. It's not streaming anywhere. And finally, I was like, I'm going to pull the trigger on a $9 Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And I'll watch it again on my show. Another baseball season will come. I'm like, yeah, I want to watch a movie about just baseball players.
Baseball, but I don't want to sit through for the love of a game.
No hyperbole. This is truly a plotless movie. There is zero stakes in this movie. So if you're looking for plot,
if you're looking for
some drama, this has no drama.
I will take you up on that.
It is literally, it's 3 days of these guys collegeing it up.
I will take you up on that.
Young Glenn Powell.
And I'm going to watch the hell out of it.
Young,
Glenn Powell, the dude from Maverick?
Maverick, oh, yep.
Man.
Because this is, what, 2016, so 8 years ago. So it's got Glenn Powell. It's got Wyatt Russell. I recognize him on this watch. I was like, hey, Wyatt Russell.
There he is. Yeah.
Zoe Deutsch, who she shows up in a lot of movies. And I think that's it. Out of this, like, young cast. She was in the Zombieland Double Tap. And
Yes.
She's in a few other things.
Yes. She's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Like, she shows up in a lot of things.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it's a baseball team. I was like, who are any of these other guys? I was like, I don't know it. And I looked. I was like, yeah, really just Glenn Powell and Wyatt Russell kind of went on to do stuff. But good movie. It's not Dazed and Confused, but I was like, this is solid Richard Linklater. I liked it more than Boyhood. Although I might revisit that. I think he tries out for a baseball team. So I'm going to count that. Everybody wants them. It's a baseball movie adjacent, you know. And that's it. And we got two other movies in. We're starting off Only Man for the Job month, and we watched the 1993 sequel, Hot Shots Part 2. Man, I messed this up. We watched Hot Shots Part 2, the sequel to Hot Shots.
Part 2.
Part 2. I went through the trivia, like, okay, why is it duh? What is duh? Duh? And nothing explained to me. I was like, I know it means two, but, like, what language is that?
French.
It's French?
It's French, yeah.
Un deux with the X?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think it's French.
Put that in the trivia somewhere. Why was it called Part Deux? Like, is that a parody of something?
I don't know if it's a... I think it is a parody of... We have all these action movies that are, you know... I mean, Part Deux is the Rambo ripoff. We had, you know...
Yeah.
First Blood, then we had Rambo, then we had Rambo 2, you know, or we had First Blood Part, you know, Rambo, First Blood Part 2. Like, I think it was kind of like a ripoff of just being a sequel.
Yeah.
And not calling it Part 2.
I'm going to say that's a shot at Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Part 2.
Yeah, that's what that, yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
We're not comparing any of his movies, but we're going to take a shot of him in the title. Hot Shots is a 1991 parody comedy movie written and directed by Jim Abrams, also co-written by Pat Proft, who I was going through his, and he has essentially written every parody movie, like, series, you know, Naked Gun, Scary Movie. But the two I liked on his credits were he also wrote Real Genius, which I think is a cash movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I like that movie. And the Star Wars Holiday Special. It stars Charlie Sheen, Carrie Elwes, Valeria Galino, Lloyd Bridges, and John Cryer. Recruited to join a top-secret mission for the Air Force, a renegade pilot finds himself coping with an incompetent admiral and a carefully selected squadron of flyers who are either inept or half-blind. Hot Shots, the mother of all movies. Have you seen Hot Shots before?
I have, yeah.
Did you revisit it?
I did.
What were your thoughts on Hot Shots?
I'm torn on this, Mark, because Hot Shots is tired. It's tired, man. Movie's tired. It doesn't hold any water to me anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I actually have the same where I was like, man, I watched as a kid in probably 1994. I watched this a lot. Yeah. I feel like I laughed a lot. And rewatching this, I was like, I don't think you have 90 minutes of movie here.
No. I found it very tired. I had a hard time getting through it.
Yeah.
I really did. And it is only 90 minutes. Lloyd Bridges is, you know, he's the jewel of this film.
I've walked away saying that he's the best part of this movie.
You know, just because he's doing his thing.
Yes.
And they just let him do his thing.
One of the funny... I found as I got older, I'm less into the visual gags that are going on. And it's more the jokes that they say.
Yeah.
And nothing killed me more than Lloyd Bridges when they're in the tower and Ramada, who's a doctor, you know, walks in and says Admiral. He just says nurse. It cracked me up. And then there are a few other just like clever jokes that he says. And yeah. What was the other one? Topper is explaining his life, you know, he's got just the open road, smell of jet fuel, his bike, and Dead Meat says a loner. He says, no, I own it. That's the jokes I like in this movie.
Yeah.
The visual stuff, I'm like, it's not as funny to me anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that scene, that the horseback motorcycle mm-hmm. scene, you're right. They don't have 90 minutes of movies there because that went on 3 minutes too long.
Oh, the only you scene?
Like
I don't need a little music break in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a hard time getting through it again. And I haven't watched it in quite a long time.
Yeah.
I had high hopes and I had fond memories, but they were dashed.
If you had to get... Is this a trash movie?
God, it's so hard with these parody movies because it is clever.
We'll probably get into this.
Maybe I've just seen it too much.
Sequels and remakes, but like... And it is of... It's like these do just kind of capture a time. What I do appreciate about Hot Shots, I will say, is it was a parody movie from, gosh, what are we on, 30 years now? And, I mean, it obviously chose huge movies to parody, but like, I feel like I got all the references, but it wasn't so on the nose. Where like, I feel like the later scary movies is like, oh, you're referencing this action movie that just came out. It's like, no one's going to remember this action movie 3 years
right,
from now. Like,
yeah.
You did a parody of Wanted? Who the hell talks about Wanted 5 years
yeah,
later?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, like, you know, scary movie people remember is The Mask.
Right.
Thing from, because parodying Scream.
And it's doing Scream, yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Like, in the later years, it's just like, oh, you're parodying whatever was popular the year before.
Yeah.
And not so much the genre, which... This did. I was like, maybe because it was the first one that came out. I was like, the first of its franchise. I was like, yeah, we're going to do Top Gun. And then along the way, we'll sprinkle in, you know, a parody of... is that like kind of Dances with Wolves? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing the Dances with Wolves. You know, there's like, you know, in the Only You, he's doing the Superman. Charlie Sheen, we'll talk about it again in the other. He doesn't get Stallone. He does a solid Stallone impression. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so it just kind of had those. But yeah, it not as funny as I remembered it being. $26 million budget did gross $181 million at the box office. 82% on Rotten Tomatoes based on only 28 reviews. Hot Shots hits most of the most of its parodic.
Periodic
targets with aplomb, excelling as a daffy good time thanks to inspired gags and Charlie Sheen's crack comedic timing. This is another plus. I guess because the 2.5 met, Charlie Sheen's such an interesting guy because I think now I think of him more as like Tiger Blood, but he was on 2.5 Men for a long time.
Yeah.
He's just not a guy I really think of as, like, a comedic actor. Maybe because, like, when I hear Charlie Sheen, it's in movies, it's, like, Platoon and Wall Street.
Yeah.
He's funny.
I think he's funny, yeah.
But he's also a really good actor. And so, like, the way he just reacts to things, delivers lines, like, he's solid, especially as, like, the leading man around, you know, goofy characters. Mm-hmm. Carrey is always solid.
Yeah, he is always
He plays good. a great, just uptight guy.
And I always enjoy, I always remember John Cryer's character in this.
Yeah.
Just the blind pilot thing. Just
yeah. What's his call name?
Washout. Yeah. That always made me funny. And then they found a spot for him, you know, in the radar room, and he still can't see.
We do get a sequel 2 years later, Hot Shots Part 2. Abrams is back to write and direct. We also return Charlie Sheen, Lloyd Bridges, Valeria Galino. Joining them, Richard Crenna, Brenda Bakke, Rowan Atkinson, Ryan Stiles, Jerry Haliva. Topper Harley is found to be working as an odd job man in a monastery. The CIA wants him to lead a rescue mission into Iraq to rescue the last rescue team who went in to rescue the last rescue team who went in to rescue hostages left behind after Desert Storm. Hot Shots Part 2, just do it. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's start with the good. That's a good tagline. Just do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a parody of Nike slogan, you see. Everything's a parody these days.
Yeah, it is.
Everything's a joke to Jim Abrams. What works for you with Top Gun?
I think they, much like the first one, I do think they decided to go is there a subgenre of like war action movie that is the Rambo and is the missing in action? Like, mm-hmm. So they went that subgenre, which I think actually is a better place for this kind of movie than the Top Gun thing. I don't know why, but I thought it was there was more to do.
That's why we were talking about like the Scary Movie comp and how like towards the, you know, Scary Movie 5 is like we're just parodying everything. We'll parody Dr. Phil. I was like, I like that this is just, like, they found the subgenre, and it's kind of focused. It's not just every action movie. I mean, they do Terminator, but everything is, I like these movies in that they have, like, there is a plot, and all the parodies are kind of serving the, you know, they're not just doing something for the sake of doing it. I like the, just kind of every, like, the Rambo missing in action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it was, as far as plot goes, it adds more. I don't even know what the plot is of Top Gun. Or, I'm sorry, not Top Gun. Hot Shots. They wanted Topper to fly planes because he was a bad pilot, and then this company would have new planes.
Get money to make new planes.
Planes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Topper. You need to go rescue the rescue team that went to go save the last rescue team.
Which great. Is hilarious.
That's funny, yes. more Lloyd Bridges.
More Lloyd.
He made me laugh so much in this movie.
Yeah.
Topper meets him at that dinner, which is also ton of jokes in that, him throwing up on the thing. Was it like, that's a parody of something that George Bush did, but like it makes sense in the movie kind of thing. And him just saying President Benson, him responding, "No, you're not. I've seen him on TV." It just cracked. Like the way and the ongoing gag of all my body parts have been replaced and him telling you when. Like,
yeah.
It just works for me. Yeah. Every time he's just like,
he's been in every known action.
Yeah.
That's the best. He's been in every war.
Yes.
He's lost a body part in every war ever.
Him just.
That the U.S. have fought in.
Not fighting his wife. It just. Like, beautiful is the day we met. Question to see what she knows. And it was like, it makes me laugh. I did see, this is a funny review that also made me laugh, was, did Hot Shots predict the Biden administration? he's funny.
The fact that they cast Richard Crenna
Yes.
To play basically the part he played in the movie they're parodying mm-hmm. is multi-level funny to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that is awesome.
Yeah, that, I mean, very funny. Yeah, to have the guy that you're parodying and you're just like, let's just get the guy.
I wish they would have done more of, like, the Coven leader to Raven stuff.
Oh, right.
Like, maybe he was, they should have just called him General Raven or something.
Yeah.
But that was, I thought that was awesome. Like, they got the Troutman to play.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name in this one.
Oh yeah, what was
Walters.
It? Walters.
Denton Walters.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I don't, just turn into like the Chris Farley SNL sketch where it's like, oh, you remember that? That was, but like, so I'll just, this was, rewatching this, I was like, this is funny. And this is more the movie I think I remember growing up. And maybe it is just having the war movie is makes for a better parody. The Rambo stuff, like every scene, I was like, there are jokes in every one of these that like are successful jokes.
Yeah.
Some of it goes too long or some of it's like, oh, that didn't age well or, you know.
Yeah.
This is another one. I don't think they had a 90-minute movie.
Right.
But what they did have, I was like, this is funny. Everything with Charlie Sheen's funny.
And it does. I think you're right. Like, the older I get, the more I'm enjoying, like, the spoken jokes.
Yeah.
And the one in this one that really sticks with me is when Lloyd Bridges is narrating his incursion, the underwater incursion, in the boats ahead.
Yeah.
And the narration is like, out of nowhere, a boat appeared ahead. How are we going to get past it? Well, you're underwater. You don't have to get past. Like, that to me is just the funniest damn thing.
Yeah. He is so funny.
He's next level funny. God,
even the joke in the first one. I don't know if it's a well-written joke. It's just his delivery of him losing his hat in the first one. It just, like, we'll swing back and get it. And they're like, we can't get it. He's like, put a man in the water. We'll pick him up on the way up. And then he's finally just like, fine. How am I supposed to be an admiral without my hat? It's just such a funny delivery. There were some of the visual gags I did enjoy a lot in this one. I think, where'd my note go? Ramada. I'm not very familiar with Valeria Galeno. I know she's an Italian actress. I don't know. Mostly she's done it. I know her from Hot Shots. That's it. I think she's very a funny physical comedian. And there was one scene, laughed out loud, when the enemy boat boards their boat and she's dressed as the male fisherman. She loses her fishing pole and her just, the way she reacts of just like raising her eyebrows, grabbing the handle and looking through it like a telescope, that's good stuff. So, yeah, I think just maybe just more, it's the same formula, but just a lot more successful in the jokes and the physical stuff, and maybe just having a team around Topper so that you can get even more jokes in with you know, Ryan Stiles and the other guys who are on the thing, and let's see, what didn't work with Hot Shots Part 2?
I mean, it did feel very aged to me.
Yeah,
once again, like I. And maybe I've just seen it too many times. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen Part 2. I've probably seen the original more. But I did was like, yeah, maybe. I don't know, like the Naked Gun movies, I feel like I could just watch those forever.
Sure.
I don't know why. And maybe it's just this parody of action. I'm like, okay, here we go again.
Because, you know, with the Naked Gun, they're kind of in the same vein. Like, if there was a genre, like a parody, Naked Gun is like a parody of the cop procedural, it's not, and maybe I'm just way off, or maybe I'm just not, I don't know that much about the cop television shows, but it's not a parody of, like, it's not a, it's not mocking a specific, like this one where it's like, he is specifically mocking this scene in Rambo, yeah. but we're going to do a joke. Naked Gun isn't doing like that, is it?
No, I don't think they're... I don't think they're...
Yeah, you can't put it like, oh, that was like, that's Columbo and he's making fun of that.
Yeah, I don't think they do that as direct.
Yeah,
and maybe that's... as focused. I think right. it is, yeah, you're right. It's, this is a parody of the cop, buddy cop genre, and maybe you'll pick up, hey, that is pointing right at a Dirty Harry movie.
Right.
Or, you know, Dragnet, that kind of thing. Mm. But, yeah, it is more... general? Right. Generalized?
Where this is specifically like...
Yeah.
This happened in Terminator. We're going to make fun of yeah. exactly this scene.
This was First Blood. This was Missing in yeah. Action. This is Terminator 2. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to reference Walt. So, that, it aged like, just like they're making clapper jokes. And it's like, could a kid watch this? Like a teen today? I'm like, he doesn't know what a fucking clapper is.
Right. Yeah. You know,
Saddam. Saddam being like that at the time in 1993 is like, wow, I can't believe they're... That's Saddam Hussein. That's the big bad. That man's been dead for 20 years yeah. now. Yeah. Even like, you know, it's very specific of the movies. I in my research, though, I do appreciate how, like, I think I was reading one scene. I think it's when the enemy boat boards their boat. It's like, oh, it was a shot-for-shot remake of, even down to the dialogue, of, like, the Guns of Navarone.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I've never seen that. That obviously wasn't a movie that came out in the late 80s, early 90s, so it doesn't fit like the, hey, we're making fun of this, but it's like, you know, the writer's just like, hey, we're going to throw this in there too. We're going to parody this.
Yep.
So, but yeah, because you're doing a parody, like, I don't know. I feel like Naked Gun's made more like Airplane, and I know Airplane was a parody of, like,
Airport. 55 or yeah. whatever.
But I feel like the jokes were just... I feel like it's more that. It's like, oh, we're just going to have really absurd jokes.
Yeah.
Where a movie like Top Gun is more like a scary movie. Or, you know, Jim Abram or Leslie Nielsen later, you know, doing like Wrongfully Accused. Where it's like, this is specific... We are specifically making fun of a movie.
Right.
And that ages it. Because yeah. it's like, well, we're not thinking of that movie anymore. I don't need long... I had this problem in the first one. They did it again in this one. They actually do it twice. At both times, I just like, they're too long. I don't need long music montage scenes. I don't know if that's even... The scene where Ramada and Topper are at the restaurant and it's all set to like that, you know, accordion band going around singing. I was like, mm-hmm. This is too long. It's going on too long.
Yeah.
And then they do it again where they are doing the Basic Instinct parody. I was like, this is long.
Yeah, that kept going and going.
There were jokes. Like, there were some funny jokes. I like the cab, the limo driver, you know, his progressively trying to peep on them.
Yeah, peeping.
But it's like, man, it's just, they're doing the length of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that did go on forever.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else not work? I mean, I'll say just, I'm sure I put to a bunch of jokes. I was like, this is dated. This is dated.
I wish they wouldn't have, and maybe it was purposeful, but I just found it far too distracting. Charlie Sheen's hair extensions. Like, couldn't he have just grown his hair out? I mean, it was clearly like the worst wig ever, but maybe was that the joke?
You know, now I'm gonna have to watch Rambo. Two, like, did we do that for the show? Have we done First Blood Part Two? Was that Stallone's real hair, or are they making fun of Stallone wearing a bad wig?
I think we did First Blood Part Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, and I was like,
it's a bad wig.
Charlie Sheen couldn't have, I mean, he got jacked.
Yeah.
He got absolutely jacked for this movie.
Yeah, that was in the trivia. He got jacked for this movie. His thought was that he didn't want people to appear shirtless. Like, he didn't want people laughing at his physique as opposed to like laughing at, like, his physique wasn't a joke. And I was like, I appreciate your dedication.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't want to go to the premiere and have people laughing at me having to wear a bodysuit. And so he's like, I'm gonna get jacked for this comedy movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he got jacked and it's like, hey, can you grow your hair out while you're working out for this film?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a stupid negative, but it's a negative nonetheless.
I wonder how much time. I once let my hair grow out for like 7 months. I think it's the longest I've ever got. It didn't get that long.
I mean, maybe that's...
Maybe he didn't have that much time?
As a bald man who shaves his head,
yeah.
I have no perception of how long it would take to grow that hair.
Because that was long hair. I mean, this was a 2-year turnaround from the first one. Maybe he just didn't have time.
Yeah, could be.
He's filming a movie in between.
Yeah, then, you know, we talked a little bit, like, even, like, you know, the Basic Instinct parody part is too long, but it's even just out of place for me. The T2 thing, out of place compared to the majority of these, and they do it in both the movies, but those, I don't like that. But, and then they do the T2 parody for the result, which the result of the T2 parody I found pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Saddam's head on a schnauzer or whatever. That's funny. Or the dogs.
It was just features?
Yeah, I mean, that's hilarious.
Just because of the nose, the ear.
And because it does like, it melts back together, but not the way it should.
Yeah. The Basic Instinct. I mean, I'm sure there was a million other things you could parody from these actual movies of, like, our hero, you know, having a steamy, like, relationship with, like, new character. Maybe it's just like, that's such a huge movie, we gotta do it. Right, genre-wise, it doesn't really
fit. I mean, in Hot Shots, the first one, you know, we have that very long food sex scene.
Yeah.
And it goes on for a long time, but but to me, that's part of the joke because of how awkward and long the love scene is in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the biggest complaints anyone has in that movie. And so they just kept doing these food gags, which that had to have been the funniest part for me rewatching.
Yeah, I didn't think that drug out too. I mean, it's obviously long and it's awkward, but it's
but I think part that of the joke. Was part of the joke, yeah. Where, yeah, this Basic Instinct one, like, the Basic Instinct part of it is out of place.
And they go into the limo, then back into her place, it just goes on. Even got her tying his arms, I was like, could you tie these any slower? Come on, can we speed this up a little bit? I remember, like, watching this movie, she ties the one wrist. It slides over to her tie the other wrist. She ties the other wrist. Then she knots it. I was like, come on, you have to, can we speed this up? You don't have to knot it. It's a parody movie. Come on, you don't have to tie a knot. But we get the funny gag of her grabbing a screwdriver and then the oil.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what, you know, let's tighten it up. You know, that scene should only be, a minute instead of 2.5.
Yeah.
You know? But then I guess now you're flirting with being under an 80 minute.
That's true.
Let's see. Would you like to see a sequel of Top Gun? Or... I keep saying Top Gun. Hot Shots.
You know, I kind of think we could use a Hot Shots 3.
Hot Shots : Topper, right? Like,
yeah, like, I...
Top Gun just came back with Maverick. Yeah. Now is the... I don't know what's up with Charlie Sheen. I feel like I saw, like, is he in good health? I feel like I saw some... You know, you see those tabloid things, like, oh, Charlie Sheen dying of AIDS. I was like, is he really? Or...
Yeah,
If he can do it, let's get Hot Shots Topper.
Yeah,
yeah.
And how was that scene with him and his dad?
I really liked that.
That was epic.
I liked him in his journal doing the platoon.
That was amazing.
I thought that I was like, that's great. Him doing the platoon joke, and then you start to hear the voiceover of Martin Sheen doing the Apocalypse Now.
That was so amazing.
But then them pointing at him and be like, I loved you in Wall Street. I was like, man, the people you know, right?
Yeah, yeah. Call it a favor. And just clever writing. I mean, that was great.
Yeah, to reference, I mean, we're doing the war thing. We're going to reference, hey, Charlie Sheen, he was in Platoon, so we're going to reference that. His dad was in Apocalypse Now. We're on this river. Like, we're going to reference that. And then, yeah, they were in Wall Street together. We'll reference that. A third movie was planned for 1995, but was canceled due to Sheen dropping out for a scheduling conflict. He was going to film Terminal Velocity, which I don't think I know what that movie is.
For some reason, I'm thinking of...
Is that a skydiving movie?
Skydiving with Wesley Snipes?
That's Drop Zone.
Drop Zone.
Yeah.
But I do think Terminal Velocity is a skydiving
movie. Skydiving movie, yeah. So that's why we didn't get Top Gun 3. Yeah. But now's the perfect time for it. What about a remake?
I can't comprehend how a remake would work of this kind of film.
Right. That's the thing about parody movies. It's like you would just parody what is... You would just parody movies now.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm surprised we haven't got superhero movie or whatever.
That is a movie. Yeah.
And parodied, you know, Avengers hard or whatever.
Yeah, no, there is a movie called... It's called Superhero Movie.
Is it really?
Yeah. But it's like the Scary Movie guys, which I know is also Jim Abrams, but maybe we need a new voice in parodying because, it looks bad. We're like, at least this and Hot Shots and Naked Gun... And the first two Scary Movies, they look like movies. And I remember watching like 3 and 4, and then you get into like Epic Movie and Date Movie and, Meet the Spartans. I was like, these look like shit. It looks like you had no budget, and it's just you're doing YouTube sketches of parodies, and you're stitching them together.
That's the thing, too. It's too easy. Yes. Right? It's too easy. They watch the movie, and they're like, okay, this is the scene. Now let's, how do we make fun of it?
Right.
Where, like Airplane and Naked Gun and Hot Shots had some legitimate creativity involved.
Yeah.
They're like the Weird Owls.
Yeah. Right? They were the Weird Owls, and now we're just getting, the TikTok parody song,
Yeah, the TikToker. Yeah. The TikTok wannabe influencers.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say we were going to get... We did this last... I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again this episode. What if we did have a remake and I had AI cast it for us? I'm going to see if this intrigues you.
Okay,
so
yeah.
We're remaking the original Hot Shots with today's actors. So for Lieutenant Topper Harley, Chris Hemsworth. Ramona Thompson is going to be played by Gal Gadot. Carrie Elwes by Zac Efron. Admiral Thomas Tug Benson is going to be played by Bryan Cranston. Jim Washout Pfaffenbach by Adam Devine. And Lieutenant Commander James Block by Steve Carell.
I'm all in.
You're in on this.
That is a great cast.
That's a great cast. And then they also had the role of Mailman Farham and Buzz Harley. So we get that flashback scene. We'll have that played by Jack Black and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
You like that? Okay.
I think that would be a great remake.
I like Hemsworth. And I think Hemsworth, as like the Charlie Sheen of like, you're a good actor. Like, people buy you as, you know, you're Thor. You got comedic chops, yes, though.
Yes. Yep.
And then you just surround him. My favorite of that is Bryan Cranston as the Admiral.
Yes. But
yeah, let's do that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I don't know if Gal Gadot's funny.
I don't know either. Yeah. I don't have.
Do we give her the shot?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. The only other name is probably just because of like, okay, who has, as bad as like is like, who has an accent? I guess that's what I'm basing this off of. Like, not who's Italian or who could play it. I was just like, who has an accent? And like, Ana de Armas, I know she at least did a comedy movie once.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I don't know if Gal Gadot's ever done comedy. I just know her as Wonder Woman, and she was in the Fast and the Furious movies. But let's give her a shot.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Her and Hemsworth eating olives off each other. Let's do it. And we just parodied the movies from 30 years ago,
though. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a straight remake. We're parodying Top Gun. And, yeah, everything else that happened in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, AI, you know what? They might be onto something with these robots. What character would you most like to see a spin-off movie of?
Of Part 2?
Yeah.
I did like the Ryan Stiles character. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
I liked Ryan Stiles.
Did they? Okay, the two other guys. Oh, there's three guys in the boat. Like, part of his team. Did he have like a quirk, kind of like, you know, in dead meat or Washout, or was he like him and the other guy? They were just kind of funny guys.
I think they were just funny dudes.
They're just funny guys.
Yeah.
The scene where you know, the third military guy, the one that we're supposed, the red herring of who's the saboteur, when he's putting on the camo makeup and just offers it to the black soldier, and just the look they give each other. Good stuff. It's funny. It's funny. I wrote, I don't know if he's in it too much, but President Benson, just give me like, you know, the American President movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But starring him.
That would be funny.
Yeah. What do you think of the title? We kind of talked in the beginning, but on a grading scale compared to the other sequels we've done.
I like it. Yeah. I like the original Hot Shots. Not just Hot Shots, but Hot Shots.
Yeah.
Exclamation point. I like they keep that and then just this tag on part duh. I liked it. I think it's clever and fun.
It's a joke in the title, which I like, and it sticks with you. Like, I always knew when I picked it, I was like, I know this movie is called Hot Shots Part Deux.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need to see the first to enjoy the second?
No. I think you can pop right in. You're good. Mutually exclusive.
I don't really even know if they reference the first one all that often.
Just Ramada.
They bring in characters, but yeah.
They don't reference it. They're just there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we try to work out the love relationship between her and Rowan Atkinson. How long he's been gone for her to date Grant and then date Topper. Like, but then get cold feet about dating Topper. You don't need that.
No.
Should Carrie always have returned?
He should be in more things.
Yeah.
I don't know about returned.
We didn't need him in part deux?
Maybe it'd been cool if he just, like, shows up and makes some strafing run with a... sitting on top of a goose or something.
Talks more about the dish that he explains. Okay, you see them both now. Which would you put on first?
I think I'm putting on part deux first. I think part deux's funnier.
Yeah. I like Top Gun. You know, and if I need some jokes about Top Gun, you think I'd want to go Hot Shots, but Bell to Bell Part Deux is funnier, and it made me want to go throw on Rambo. Finally, Hot Shots.
You want to throw on Missing in Action?
Missing in Action, Kickboxer. That was the one where they're dipping their hands.
Yeah, the Skittles or whatever.
I gotta watch Kickboxer again because I know it's what they're referencing, but.
It's either Kickboxer or Bloodsport.
It's Kickboxer because, Bloodsport, they don't do that. I was like, how does that fight work turn out for him? Yeah, the hot foot, doing like the Sunday bar and then the crowd chanting, gummy bears, gummy bears. I didn't have this in like what doesn't work. And we talked about like the movie stuff not aging very well, but. The joke of, like, the Islamic language just being words.
It's terrible. I felt terrible when they would do that, yeah.
Yeah. And they do it in the first one, too, of just, you know, we're just saying words that end in A.
Yeah.
In the first one, when they're doing the Native American scene and the talking, I was like, this is also going on way too long.
Yep.
And... not aging great.
Just a little insensitive now over these times.
Yeah.
It's kind of like America World Police. Like, they do the same with the language.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man.
This is why we need Hemsworth and Godot to come clean this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polish that sucker.
Wait, did I ask? Did we need it?
You didn't, but okay. I'm going to say, yeah, we needed it.
Yeah. I
needed it.
I think this is funnier than the first one. And you need good parody movies.
I think if someone goes into these fresh and hasn't seen them, mm-hmm. I think they'd absolutely love them.
Okay, I asked if you need to see Hot Shots before seeing Hot Shots Part 2. Do you need to see Rambo before seeing Hot Shots Part 2?
That's a hard question for me to answer. My instinct says no, but I've also seen so many of those... movies that I get it.
I think what's successful, you know, we're talking about how Like, I didn't, I've never seen the Guns of Navarone, but apparently there's a parody in it. But the tropes of these type of movies that they're parodying are so, like, ingrained. Like, we just grew up in this era where these were the movies.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of watching them or absorbing them. And so, it's, you know, when they're making fun, like, there were some jokes that I don't think I got as a kid that I probably just thought was funny. And now, as an adult, it's like, oh, I saw that movie, like, Basic Instinct. I didn't see Basic Instinct in 1993. I saw Basic Instinct in, like, 2006. I get that reference now.
Right.
That I probably didn't get it as a kid. But even then, I was probably just, like, aware of Basic Instinct jokes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder if someone who's just never seen those movies, like, would any of this stuff be funny?
It must be.
Lloyd Bridges would still be funny.
It must be.
Yeah.
I mean, we were entrenched in it, but, I mean, it is, like, yeah, I don't...
And I mean, if you've never seen Rambo, but you are a movie fan, you know Rambo.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, like, you may not have seen it, but it just exists so much that you know it.
Right.
And so when you see it in parody, like, you get it. Like, oh,
yeah, wait, you get what's up.
That's a parody of Rambo. Again, Sheen, great Stallone impression.
Yes.
When he's firing that gun and he's doing the I was like, are they voices? Is this a voiceover? Like, do they just dub in Rambo? No, that's Sheen. Yeah. All right. Hot Shots Part 2. These are on Hulu. They're on the second one. That's a good 88 minutes.
Yeah, they're short. They're short enough.
Very short. Yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah. All right. What are we doing next?
I wanted to try to stay as literal to the theme as I could.
Oh.
So, because of that, unfortunately, I think these two are rentals.
Okay.
I scoured it, but I kept coming back to this. And so, we're going to watch Ace Ventura: When Nature Calls.
Oh, another... Okay. Sticking in comedy.
Sticking comedy and only... one pet detective I know of.
I think he's the only pet detective.
So...
yeah, all right.
Yeah, I think they're rentals. I tried to find them streaming and I couldn't, but I was like, we can rent them.
Yeah, man. I gotta tell you, it has been so long since I've seen Ace Ventura. I'm actually excited to revisit at least the first one. I know I've seen the second one, and it's not like I have bad thoughts about it, but that first one, when I was a kid, was like a staple of like...
yeah, movies, so. I mean, I've probably seen that movie 100 times.
Yeah.
I can say... a lot of people say I've seen that movie 100 times. Uh-huh. I think literally I've probably seen that movie 100 times.
It's just one of those that I've never been a kicker. Like, I know Laces Out.
Yeah.
From that movie. So. All right.
I talked to people out of my butt a lot in high school, Mark. A lot.
All right.
It was hilarious.
In high school, huh? Kept that going. That seems late for an Ace Ventura joke. Like, I am 2000? No, okay, you probably still... it was probably still all right to do Ace Ventura. All right, so, yeah, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and When Nature Calls. Till then, it's been Don't Be That Guy, God Sequel and Remix.
Season 2.
Cookie?